Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too, sir.
Case number 9469, Gerald and Helen Foltz, northeast of Road 23, southeast of Lingo Drive, being units 37 within Lingo Estates, a variance from side yard setback requirement, a variance from the buffer zone setback requirement.
Colleen Mock, 53 Lakeshore Drive, Lewis. Yes. I'm here on behalf of the Foltzes, and I'm the agent for them at this time. They're trying to sell the property. And the manufactured home in this was put in the wrong place to begin with. And that was direction from the past president of the association. So the manufactured home is over in the buffer zone, and they also had a screened porch built on. As far as I know, they did have all the correct building permits, and I guess the contractor maybe didn't follow the guidelines of the neighborhood. There was a shed also in question. They've moved that shed into the correct area where you can have a building, and there also was a fence in question too, but that's been removed.
Okay.
And I think we should have a letter from the association as well.
There is.
Association.
How long ago was the manufactured home placed there, do you know?
About, I believe, around 2000. The survey showed that it was in the wrong location a week before settlement. So they hadn't known about it previously.
Any further questions? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Wooden?
No.
Mr. Moose? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? You're in opposition? Okay. Sir, do you want to come up front then? And maybe you can sit down right up front here.
One against.
You got one in favor and one against.
About Paul Santangelo, 25770 Lingo Estates.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give to the practice knowledge?
Yes. Hello.
Good evening, sir. Sure, in opposition to this?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm the president of the Home Association, and the house was set on the property a little crooked. In the meantime, they put a shed and a fence, and they built a back porch onto the common area.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like to have they already moved the shed and the fence. We like to have the porch removed if we can. It's on the common area.
Okay. But we got a letter in favor of the association, so you're in
favor
of them?
We were a little bit confused at first, but then, we told them to move the shed and the fence.
And they did.
And they did. So and then we didn't realize that the porch was on the common area, too.
So it's part of the manufactured home, you're aware of that?
Yeah. Well, it's an add-on. It's not a very, very good job, and it doesn't look very good in the community. As the president, I'm trying to keep the community nice.
Besides the porch, part of the manufactured home is also in the setback, or in the buffer.
Yeah. In the buffer.
You want them to tear that up?
We approve that if you approve it for the variance. But like I say, we just don't like that porch. They did remove the shed and the fence from the common area.
I want to make sure I understand you. Are you here speaking for the association or,
yes.
Or as a property owner?
No, as a property owner and association, I'm the president.
But you say
it over about the shed and the fence and the porch should be removed.
Were you all presented the survey?
No, that came from the realtor. I think she made it up and sent it to us.
I'm the agent, and I did provide them with that.
You provided them with this survey?
That's right.
Yeah. So you all couldn't see that it was over when you asked them to remove the shed and the fence?
Well, at the time, people were going to buy it, and we didn't want to upset them, and we didn't want to upset the people that were going out, you know, didn't want to have any hardships. And I was afraid that she would lose the sale, so we were trying to be fair at the time.
Okay, so now that the sale's complete, now you want
to... No, I don't think the sales, as far as I know, it fell through.
It fell through.
If the porch was siding and it matched the house better, it wouldn't be too bad, but it's like an add-on. You know, it's just this old screen porch.
You don't like the porch because it's a screened-in porch?
Well, it's not what we try to get people to do. We have a few people in there that added on to their property, which they got approval, and they went through the whatever they had to do to get it, and they had a contractor come out, and he put siding, windows in it. You know, matter of fact, the one guy had an addition, then he put another little porch on the back of his house where he had it, you know, it matched his house. That's the only thing I'm saying. This here porch doesn't match the house.
Look at it. I didn't look at it, no.
Oh, and who signed the letter that we got from the association?
Renee R. Thomas, secretary.
Yeah, well, in the beginning, we were confused.
Until you got this from the...
Well, then agent. We didn't know about this. See, we didn't understand what the variance. We weren't about the house, but we were just worried about the other things.
I don't see where we're confused. I think that because the sale fell through, then you're changing your mind. But you asked them to do two things, and that's what they did.
Yeah. I just let it go with that. Then that's all I can say. But I just come up here to say that the porch should go too. That's the only thing I'm saying.
I don't understand why, if you felt that you feel that way now, why you didn't feel that way before.
Well, we were a little confused in the beginning. We're misled, so. And then after a couple of meetings with the board, we talked things over and we decided, you know. So the only thing we could do is come up here and maybe, try to explain to you what was going on. Okay. I mean, people were going to buy it were allegedly nice people, and the people that lived there were very good neighbors, and we were just trying to satisfy people. And what happens is I blame it on myself. All the blame is on me because I just got a little confused, didn't exactly understand what was going on, and that's the only thing I can tell you.
But if they sold the place, the porch would have been all right on it.
If they sold it, the porch would have gone with it then.
You'd been all right with it.
It had been all right then, right?
Well, at the time, I didn't want to upset the people coming in and didn't upset the people going out. But I figure if the new people come in, maybe I can talk them maybe repairing the porch and make it the way it's supposed to be. I mean, you know, right now, it's just pieces of wood and screening and an old door stuck on there. If the people would have bought it, I would have went over and tried to explain to them, you know, maybe make a little bit better addition than what you have, that's all. But like I say, I didn't want to upset the people coming in, and the people going out were nice people. I just didn't want to get, you know.
Okay.
All right, you understand?
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Look at it.
It's up to you, if you like.
Does anybody look at it?
You look at it, though. Do you want to look at it? You need to. Look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a look at it.
Okay, there being no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we table case number 9469 until our next regular meeting to give a chance to take another look.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 9469 to our next regular meeting, which will be on May the 1st. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been tabled until our next regular meeting so that the members will have a chance to take a look at it. You don't have to be present. If you'd like to, you'll come. No, no, ma'am. No, the hearing's closed. That's just for the purpose of the board to go get to see it, ma'am. Okay. Okay, excuse me. Let's go back.